inside the Cincinnati Zoo's building where researchers study endangered wildlife, Dr. Aaron Curry leads me into a freezer.
Come on in. So this is all of our frozen fecal samples, all the way back to that wall. About 14,000 from polar bears alone. And these are all the newest shipments that came in that haven't yet made it to their respective boxes. We think it's the largest frozen fecal bank of polar bears anywhere in the world. Bragging rights.
The zoo and CREW, Conservation and Research of Endangered Wildlife, collaborate with about 18 different zoos in North America. Those zoos collect polar bear fecal samples 3 to 5 times a day and send them to Cincinnati. Why poop and why a fecal bank? Curry says there's a lot we don't know about polar bear reproduction, and the feces could shed new light on the endangered species. Since 2008, zoo employees have been measuring fecal hormones.
This is the endocrine lab. So this is where most of the polar bear research happens. We do 99% of our monitoring in most species non-invasively, so we're pretty much limited to fecal and urine samples.
Earlier this year, Curry got the idea that a dog might be able to tell if a polar bear is pregnant based on other medical tests that dogs are good at.
The study that really impressed me is there was one where they trained dogs to distinguish between breath samples from patients with lung cancer versus breath samples from patients with emphysema. And I was like, wow, if dogs can smell cancer in a breath sample, surely they can detect pregnancy in a fecal sample.
Here's why Curry needs a dog to determine pregnancy. A urine sample doesn't work. It's too watered down with the bears being in the water all the time. And there are lots of false positives for pregnancies in polar bears. Nothing like this dog test has apparently ever been done, and some people still think Curry is crazy. But Ironheart Dogs in Kansas was on board and began training a beagle named Elvis. You might think it's like finding a needle in a haystack, since there are 2,200 proteins present in polar bear feces, but only 5 of them are higher in a pregnant bear. Picture this.
So he sits on it's a plywood board, and it has about 12 holes in the board. And the holes have a mesh or plastic covering on them, and underneath the mesh is the fecal sample of interest, or they're all labeled A through H or whatever it is. So Elvis walks around the board, and he smells each, takes a good whiff of each sample, and then as soon as he smells a sample that comes from a pregnant animal, he sits right away to indicate that he's detected a pregnancy.
The reason Elvis doesn't have direct contact with a sample is so he can't mark it and come back to it later. His latest predictions from 17 females at various zoos are that just a few are pregnant, but not the one at the Cincinnati Zoo. Elvis's accuracy rating from test samples is 100%. Back in Cincinnati, Barrett, the female polar bear, goes for a morning swim, unaware anybody is making such a fuss over her. Zoo visitors come over for a look, including Roxanne Fleming, who has heard about the poop test, even in New Jersey.
Yay, I've never seen her swim. How cool is that?
Other visitors were interested in seeing Barrett and hearing about the science aspect. Eventually, Dr. Curry wants to determine what component of the fecal sample Elvis is actually sniffing. This biomarker could be used to develop a scientific-based protein test for zoos and for the wild. Curry thinks the last polar bear cub born at the Cincinnati Zoo was in 1989. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.